Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Masters of the Universe. How about that, Jennifer? You want us to be considered masters of the universe?
Yes, please.
The universe. I think that the way I would put it in the sense of being masters of our own universe is that we're in charge of our own time, our own space. No, we're not in the cosmos necessarily. This is kind of kindergarten in the cosmos. But it is. We have our lives, we're living them, we're working them, we're trying to understand everything that's going on in our lives, and it's hard to do. Sometimes, you know, you get some of the silly stuff. The impeachment is one example of how really silly human beings are. It is just, I thought it was interesting. Who was it that I was listening to yesterday? One of the shows here in Los Angeles in KFI, and they spent a whole... Oh, I know. It was an outstation. Yeah. A lot of people do outside of the morning when you're on KRLA.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was actually, I believe it was Bill Handel in the morning. Did a
You were listening to
change.
Bill Handel?
Yeah, well,
come
I was
on, Dougie.
To an outtake. Anyway, he said.
You're in trouble now.
I know I am. The chant was, waste of time, waste of time. No, waste of time, there is no crime. That was it. Waste of time, there is no crime. And I thought that was kind of, well, the same thing can be said for the Bill Clinton thing, really. It was a waste of time. There wasn't really any crime. He didn't tell the truth in one interview or something. But that's about it. Okay, so enough on the impeachment and waste of time. No, there's no, whatever it is. What'd I say?
There is
waste
no crime.
Waste of time. There is no crime. That's it. Okay.
That.
All right. So, you have a focus on something entirely different here.
Speaking
Where are
of
we
crime.
Going? Speaking of crimes, yes.
All right. Well, we all know it's not a good idea. I hope we all know. I'm not going to assume. I hope we all know that it is not a good idea to drink and drive. Not a good idea
not a
to
good
smoke
idea.
Pot and drive. Uh-uh. Not a good idea to compromise yourself at all when you drive in whatever mm-hmm. way you choose.
Right.
However, running red lights, driving at high speeds, crossing center lanes into opposite lanes, getting into accidents, even hitting people, those are some of the new dangers in a study that found that tracked the regular behaviors of heavy users of recreational weed who began using before the age of 16. So these are people who started young and continue to heavily use cannabis, to use marijuana. Apparently, the catch is that even when they're not high, they are terrible drivers.
Really?
New study published Tuesday in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence. Weekly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Asked chronic heavy marijuana users to drive in a customized driving simulator. Now, the way they defined heavy use was daily or nearly daily use, a minimum of 4 or 5 times a week of usage, and a lifetime exposure of 1,500 times. So you use this stuff all the time, according to the study. They said that's how you're a heavy user.
Yeah.
At the time of the driving experience, the marijuana group had not used for 12 hours. They were completely sober. And based on urine tests, they were not intoxicated on THC, which is what is the psychoactive compound in recreational marijuana. Now, despite having no THC in their system, heavy users consistently performed worse on driving tasks, more than non-users anyway, making critical and dangerous mistakes. The worst drivers were those who began using marijuana regularly before age 16. And there's always this conversation about people who use pot
kids
regularly
young.
And when they start really young, if there's going to be any long-term damage. And a lot of people poo-poo
yes.
it. Yeah, a lot of people poo-poo it and say, oh, no, it's natural. It's not going to be.
No.
Well, prior to age 16.
Your brain is not developed until you're 21.
That's exactly what this doctor said. They said prior to age 16, the brain is especially neurodevelopmentally vulnerable, not just to cannabis, but to other drugs,
anything.
Alcohol, illness,
right.
injury.
Tobacco.
It's really under construction if you're in the cannabis world and you're half-baked, as they would say all the time.
So playing football when you're under 21, guaranteed to affect your brain as you get older. Guaranteed.
It's kind of interesting, though. It's a good reminder that what we do and what we allow our kids to do, in even when we think they're older, at 16, 15, 16,
you're 17. The parents. You're the one who should rule the roost. Not your children. You.
But I think this also is a message that's an important one, because there are a lot of kids who think, okay, I can drink beer, or I can smoke pot, I can do all of this stuff, and there's not going to be any real consequence for me. Kids already think they're indestructible, right? It's not until you start to get a little older where you go, oh, God, I'm ticking towards the end, that it kind of it means you got to get serious a little bit. So I think this messaging really needs to happen, because I think we just and I'm not saying there's anything really bad with marijuana or alcohol. I mean, gosh, I'd be a hypocrite. I drink wine occasionally on the, you know, on a Friday night or whatever. But
Saturday night, Sunday,
you don't.
Night,
yeah,
night,
maybe Tuesday night. If you're lucky.
Wednesday.
But I didn't do it really young, I don't think. And
theme from Happy Days, Monday Tuesday, Happy Days.
That was my geometry teacher in high school that sang that, by the way.
Really?
Pratt McLean. Okay. Mr. McLean was my geometry teacher.
And he also sang TV themes.
Happy Days.
Part-time.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah, he truly.
Really? Huh. Okay.
You know, the group Pratt and McLean sang Happy Days.
Yes. And he was
one of
them.
McLean.
Mm-hmm. Was he? And he played. He also taught math in high school.
Not very well, but yeah, he did.
All right.
Prime example of his great work.
Save your life and simplify your life. Don't do any stupid stuff until you're 21. And then don't, you know, you can still be stupid, but you hurt yourself. You really do. All the evidence points to the same sort of thing going on in your brain. Your body, it's like these kids that become weightlifters or become bodybuilders before they're 21. Your muscles, your bones, if you get heavily muscled before you're 21, you're stunting your growth, because the muscles restrict the bones from growing to their fullest potential. I'm all for people developing their muscles. I think it's very important, but you got to wait until they get serious about it till you're 21, because otherwise you're going to impact your body in a very negative way. All right, so we've put everybody in the right place, Jennifer. Yes?
It seemed that we have. So. That was the goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So let me just with you, because you're studying this sort of thing, and I was yesterday because of its impact on farms. The China deal. First phase seems to be put together. Negotiations were tough and honest and respectful. So what is our reflection at this point on the impact of this and how it's going to affect farmers? I read between the lines some farmers are going to be positively affected. What is the overall impact of this point, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of implication for dairy farmers, particularly in this agreement. So that's really good news. I was actually going to say this for kind of a different time for us to talk about it, but certainly the president, while he's going through impeachment, I believe that he's had this best 6 months in his presidency. He's killed two terrorists, al-Baghdadi and Soleimani. Mm-hmm. The economy is still jumping. He has managed to stand up to China, which no other president had the real backbone to do, and he signed phase one of the agreement, which is a significant step, really, in de-escalating what's been a two-year trade war. I mean, this is a president who said, look, I don't necessarily care how this impacts my legacy. It's got to be, somebody's got to stand up to China. And he stood up, and it was uncomfortable, and he did it. And now he's got at least phase one done. And that's a good thing. And it was very ceremonial when he signed this. He had a lot of the representatives from China in town. It was kind of cool. They had the Chinese vice premier who was at the White House signing this trade agreement. And then, now, President Xi obviously didn't come, but this is a pretty big deal. Now, the text has not been made public yet, but it's believed that this will help the farmers immensely. And, of course,
it's about time.
About time. Now, the reason I say that we also have to wait and see a little bit is that the USMCA is working its way through the channel this week as well, and that will get signed because the Senate...
Mexico, Canada,
the United States... United States, Mexico, Canada deal was passed by the House. It will be passed by the Senate and signed by the President. And by Friday, this should also be done. And that's going to be a huge, huge deal. Again, not only for farmers, for the auto industry, there's all sorts of industries that'll be touched by this. Because NAFTA, quite frankly, NAFTA had run its course. Whether you liked it or not at the beginning. It was over. There's just too many new things with technology that had to be considered in all this.
Well, one of the good things is washers and dryers will be built in America again, too. No more Mexican Whirlpool.
How hard is it to find made in America products? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Our most recent podcast on the DJV show, when this conversation or all these conversations, we talk about everything that you missed from the latest Democratic debate. A new survey also in this podcast revealing whether the average American trusts their doctor or Tom Hanks more, and how the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal is going to change baseball rules going forward. That was interesting that the guy who was the manager of the Red Sox got fired. He was the one that brought him to the World Series last year. He's gonzo. We also discussed the Academy Award nominations and who we think was snubbed in the most checked-out books of all time from the New York Public Library. That's part of the conversation in the podcast. Find the podcast at DJVshow.com. You can subscribe to our podcast on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Before you grab a snack, ask yourself if you really need one.
You can even think of the acronym HALT. So am I truly hungry? Am I angry, lonely, or tired?
Dietitian Angie Murad says if your answer doesn't start with H, skip the snack. She suggests taking a walk or calling a friend.
Or doing some type of alternate activity to get you out of that pattern of impulse eating.
If you are truly hungry, reach first for fruits and vegetables.
They are high in fiber, so they can help you feel satisfied for longer periods of time.
Murad says the same is true of snacks that contain protein, like a hard-boiled egg, low-fat cheeses, or hummus.
If you are not very active, then you want to consider a snack that's 200 calories or lower.
And even if you are more active, try to keep snacks to less than 300 calories. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Lowe's is here to help you do it right, to get the appliances right for your style and your budget. Shop in-store or online and get up to 30% off select appliance special values, like a Samsung front-load laundry pair and a champagne finish for just $13.96. That's also up to 30% savings on select refrigerators, dishwashers, and ranges, too. Whatever you need to make updates to your home today or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 122, U.S. only.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every hour of the DJV program features a focus on music, music stars, music news. Here's a story from those of you who are poor. It's from Cream, for fans of Cream. 1 month before they wrapped up their original run with a really historic show at the Royal Albert Hall in London back in November of 1968, they performed at the International Sports Arena in San Diego. A tape of that show has been sitting in the vault for the past 52 years, but it's finally being released in full on the upcoming four-disc box set Goodbye Tour, Live 1968. The show will be out February 7th. Crank this up for a second, shall you? For those of you who don't know that voice, is Eric Clapton. There are 36 tracks in total. 29 have never been released on any form of CD. The Royal Albert Hall show was filmed, has been released on DVD, though the sound has been remastered for this particular release. Cream was a circus of diverse personalities who happened to find that catalyst of music together, Eric Clapton said in a statement. He also said any one of us could have played unaccompanied for a good length of time. So he put these three of us together in front of an audience willing to dig it limitlessly. We could have gone on forever. And we did. And just going for the moon every time we played. The Royal Albert Hall show marked Cream's final performance until their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. They reformed again in 2005 to play four shows at the Royal Albert Hall, three at Madison Square Garden, but declined a lot of lucrative offers to launch a proper tour around our country and around the world. And then Jack Bruce died from liver disease in 2014, and Ginger Baker died in October of last year. So Eric is, he's left, he's it. Throwing a tribute show to Baker at London's Apollo Hammersmith on the 17th of next month. So that's the update on Cream. Some of the stuff, the White Room song, there are three or four songs that are just iconic
when it comes to Queen and their influence on music. So that's that update. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Doug and Kara and you. Now focusing on Steely Dan and Steve Winwood. This is going to be good. Both of these two this musical entities have done a great work. And so they're going to get together this summer for Earth After Dark Tour. The Earth After Dark Tour. Donald Fagen and company recently completed a fall tour, and the former Traffic and Blind Faith singer kicking off their 23-day joint tour June 2nd up in Portland. The tour includes a performance here in L.A. at the Bowl, work its way eastward before concluding in July in Bethel, New York. As opposed to Steely Dan's full album performances, the Earth After Dark Tour promises hits from both Steely Dan and Stevie Winwood. Tickets for the tour go on sale to the general public next week, January 25th, at Live Nation. So what do we think about this? I've always thought Steely Dan, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, something about that song.
Well, this is right up your alley since it's only the hits. You don't have to go and sit through all of the jams and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is what you have to do if you listen to Eric Clapton. That's the one thing when you go to anything that he does. And there are some other groups like that, too. They just go on and on and on, and that's okay.
Well, I mean, that's the whole Grateful Dead thing and Dave Matthews Band and stuff like that, which if you like that, is perfect. But, most of us who are fairly casual fans want to go and hear the hits, not the other stuff,
Playing the hits. Goldie, oldie, goody goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. That's you're digging the Dugger here on FM 105 and the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
For the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's finally a go. The impeachment trial in the Senate starts Tuesday. As Monday a holiday, Martin Luther King Day, Chief Justice John Roberts swearing in the senators.
You will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the DJD program, I'm Doug Steffen with the Jennifer Horn. Victoria's voice is gone today, so she's gone as well. It wouldn't be much. She could be here listening for all I know. And she'd come back at us after we say things. We won't talk about her, Jennifer, okay? How's that?
Other than all right, we'll leave it. We'll leave her alone.
Yeah, lost her voice. Kara Schillen at the controls, as usual, doing a yeoman's job, especially on days like today when things are not always as you would like them to be, if you know what I mean. Michael Bloomberg was on The View. Did you see any of that video? Did you hear?
I saw pieces of it, yes. I actually didn't know he was going to be on The View until afterwards. Yeah. Which is not how it should work.
So the most revealing thing, although there were some unpleasant moments about his stop and frisk policies in New York, which I think people are making way too much of, frankly. So it's one thing out of thousands of things that he did. You can always find something you don't like, and people keep focusing on it. Excuse me, I think it did a lot. Whether you like it or not, whether you think it's constitutional or not, it did a lot to clean up the city. When Bloomberg was mayor and Giuliani was mayor, that city was really humming. And now under blah Blasio, it's going back into its old evil ways. But I don't think Bloomberg's got anything to apologize for, frankly. He also admitted that he liked meatballs. I don't know why that was. What? So, okay, he likes meatballs. Meghan McCain asked him why Democrats have a harder time condemning anti-Semitism. I don't know where that came from. Where do you think that came from,
Jennifer? Well, I think it came from the stuff that was going on with Ilhan Omar. It was going on with Rashida Tlaib, who have been very vocal about their anti-Israel views. And so there are a lot of Democrats. Remember, Nancy Pelosi was under pressure to condemn these ladies, and she was fighting hard not to. I think at some point they did pass a resolution condemning them, but not by name, just anti-Semitism in general. And so the question is, why aren't Democrats speaking out more, you know, at least in a louder way against these kind of thoughts and words?
All right. So have other candidates, Democratic candidates, Republican candidates, been on The View? Or is Bloomberg the first one this year? I'm not.
Oh no, they've been on a lot. I think Elizabeth Warren was just on this week too, and I think Cory Booker was on maybe a week or so ago. I thought the most troubling thing for him to get over. And that's what Abby Huntsman asked him about. It's one of the things that Elizabeth Warren, if she gets the chance, is going to go after him pretty hard on. And I'm not saying I actually agree with him more than I agree with her, but it's one of the things he's going to have to explain to the left to get himself elected in a primary. And that is, Abby Huntsman asked him about the NDAs, the non-disclosure agreements that he had with women who were in the workplace that had sexual harassment cases when they were in his company. And Elizabeth Warren has been very loud on the campaign trail that women should be released from their NDAs. He was asked about that, about toxic work environments, and about whether he would end non-disclosure agreements for women that were in his organization. And he basically said no. And so Abby Huntsman paraphrased Elizabeth Warren, said if his company has such an enviable record, then let people in the company or former people from the company speak about that record, and then asked him what he had to hide. That's what Elizabeth Warren is saying, that Michael Bloomberg has stuff to hide. That's why he won't let people out of their NDAs. That's what he's going to have to explain, because no doubt if Elizabeth Warren can get him somewhere, that's what she's going to go after him for, other than being a billionaire, which she thinks is like evil. Then that'll be the next.
Look at her bank account and ask her where her money came from. She's such a phony.
She doesn't want to answer
really
that question.
She is. She's gone. She's finished. She's over. It's over. Done. Meanwhile, speaking of what's over and done, actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Massimo. Okay, good. All right. Anyway, all these people connected to the college admission scandal being accused of withholding evidence. Apparently, prosecutors found, 480 emails back and forth. They wrote in a court filing that many defendants in the case have yet to turn over discovery evidence, including Lori and her husband. Obviously the daughters were not serious athletes. This whole thing, the more you think about it, the more preposterous it was, and how people who should have known better, these people are running colleges, for God's sakes, they're supposed to have a brain. They never asked questions. Well, you can dig around in it, but people just look the other way because there's money involved. It's simple, straightforward bribery. The judge said the defendants have filed certain motions to compel and don't agree that the government has yet complied. I'm sorry, these are the lawyers that are saying that. The lawyers have accused the federal prosecutors of holding back crucial evidence as well. On both sides, they're accusing each other of holding back evidence. Yeah, come on. It's so obvious what went on. Why is this taking so long? When the other, Farrah, what was the lady's name, married to Macy, what's her name? The actress?
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, well, that was done and over and finished and fast.
She pled guilty, and that was it. So she cut herself a deal. They're fighting it.
Yeah, why? What do they think they're going to? They think they're better than everybody else?
Well, I think now that they said they're going to fight it, they're fighting like heck, because I think they're scared that they made the wrong decision and probably should have gone down the road with Felicity Huffman.
Right. You see the pictures of Lori Loughlin lately, the looks on her face when somebody sticks a camera in front of her. USC was tipped off that Lori Loughlin and the daughters were not serious athletes a year before all of this happened. So there's withholding on that side. Marymount High School, where the daughters went to school, reached out to USC according to documents that the LA Times had this week. Marymount doesn't think either of these students are serious crew participants. So there's a back trail here. And it makes nothing but sense for these people to pay the price. Going to jail isn't a good, there's not, you know, it doesn't make any sense to send them to jail, but fine them. Give them a stiff fine. And they made a lot of noise. You think other people are trying this stuff now? Is there no, what was the guy's name? Rick Singer, right? Wasn't that his name?
Yeah.
To put all this
one.
Stuff together? Yeah. So where is he now?
I don't know that he's in jail or if he's waiting to go to jail. I know he's in trouble for sure.
Yeah, right. Unga bunga. Speaking of trouble, the number of trees that are cut down every year for junk mail. You want to take a guess at what that number is, Jennifer? How many trees are cut down every year so that you can get a lot of crap in your mailbox that you just throw in the junk, throw in the waste bin?
30 million.
Keep going.
100 million.
Yep.
No.
100 million trees a year to satisfy the junk mail mailers. And, I mean, every day, there's always junk mail. You have every day in my mailbox, there's junk mail. Every single day.
I'm looking at some right now. Yep.
Magazines that don't mean anything. You never signed up for them. All those credit card offers, all the coupon packets, all that junk comes in everybody's mail every day. So why? Why is it under the circumstances? The 100 billion pieces of junk mail take 100 million trees to be created. That's the same, as, if you want to put it in perspective, as cutting all the trees on all the Rocky Mountain National Park grounds three times a year. How about that? And the paper is now somewhat recycled, but many of the trees come from Canada. A lot of pulp now is coming from Indonesia. So if you held on to all the junk mail that you receive in a year, it would weigh on average 40 pounds. 40 pounds
wow.
of this crap every year. I don't get, for every piece of regular mail, I counted it. I get 18 pieces of junk mail for every one piece, one bill, one check, all that stuff. And it lands up in landfills. It's never even opened. It should be burned, but it isn't. And the impact on the climate, if you cut down all those trees and the carbon footprint that comes from all of this stuff, the production of junk mail is equal to the carbon footprint of 9 million cars. And the energy used to produce all this junk mail would heat 250,000 homes every day. So, I mean, think about it. Is there a way to unsubscribe? I guess that's really the bottom line here. Like, you can unsubscribe and it doesn't do you a lot of good. You can, you know, when you're trying to get rid of the robocalls. So there is what they call the Data Marketing Association, the DMA. There are tools available for you if you want to change the mailings that you get or opt out entirely of getting junk mail. You don't want to get the DMA's mailings. You don't want to waste paper. You can sign up for emails if you want to get, you know, something that keeps you up. But there are ways to unsubscribe from Valpak. I get those things every day. Do you get Valpak?
I get Valpaks too. Yep.
Every day? Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up because a way to unsubscribe, because it seems like there should be such an easy solution. No one wants to get junk mail, and no one wants to cut down 100 million trees a year. So
no.
It's.
So but, go to the DMA. It's if you go to the subheading DMA Choice, that's what you do. All right? You go to DMA Choice and opt out of all kinds of credit card offers. They get those all the time. Insurance companies, don't you get those? You can also call toll-free 888-5-OPT-OUT. That's 888-567-8688. Or you can go optoutprescreen.com. There are all kinds of ways. Stop all these offers. Opt-out service doesn't cost you anything. It's pretty effective. Sometimes some people unsubscribe piece by piece. That's a lot of work. There's an app called Paper Karma that helps you unsubscribe from unwanted mail. Take a photograph of it with your phone and then send it to them. If you get paper bills, you know, there are some people who say, yada, yada, yada. So the question comes from the government, well, this is going to hurt us. Yeah, okay. It's all about the Postal Service and the employee. This is important work for us to deliver junk mail. And it creates jobs in the post office, which is key for their revenue. Can you imagine having the balsam to say something that stupid? It's 46 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Ken Kornhaus is here. Time for questions directed at Dr. Ken. And you can send them along to me if you'd like, Doug@DougStefan.com. I'll send them into the, I'll put Dr. Ken to the test every week at this time. First question has to do with this person who has apparently fungus on her big toe, and she's had it there for a couple of years. Do you have recommendations in terms of how to treat fungal? Is fungus infection the same as just having fungus? Fungal infection is fungus.
You've had athlete's foot.
Yeah, well, I've had fungus in my feet.
And that's a fungus. When you talk below the ankle, you're usually dealing with a toenail fungus or with athlete's foot, where it's on the bottom of the foot. And those are the typical types of fungus that you see. Nail fungus is very common. And,
moisture in your foot, is that what causes it?
All of the above. And it's this white or yellow spotting that you see in the nail. What causes it, it's hard to know, but what causes it, but it appears. And there are risk factors for it, just being elderly and a decreased immune system, sweating heavily, having a history of athlete's foot, walking barefoot in damp areas such as swimming pools, gyms and showers. Having a minor skin or nail injury can cause this. People with psoriasis often get it. Having diabetes, circulation problems, immune systems that aren't working properly. But the treatment is there are some over-the-counter items that you can get to paint the nail. And if that doesn't work, you really need to get to a podiatrist, a foot doctor. They can give you prescription items to paint the nail. They can remove parts of the nail, get under to the skin underneath to really get that medication directly. So, and occasionally you have to give oral drugs that go to the entire body, but usually you can get it with these items that you paint on the nail, and with the prescriptions, usually it works. And with a good podiatrist, just opening up the area so that the medication can get under the nail often helps immensely.
What about a dermatologist? Because it is a skin affliction. Wouldn't a dermatologist be able to help as well as a podiatrist if you can't find a good podiatrist?
That might be someone who would help. You'd want somebody skilled there, because you want someone who really knows how to cut off that nail fractionally and not make a mess. And the podiatrist, I think some of them can do that with their eyes closed. There's, you get a good podiatrist, you know, they're down there cutting nails all the time, and you want someone who really knows what they're doing.
What do you do for a living? I cut somebody's nails. All right. Next question has to do with fasting. A lot of people at this time of year are going on diets, and they even do fasting. And this question from this person asks about whether, if I'm on a fast, do I have to quit drinking coffee as well? I'm doing intermittent fasting. Do I have to skip my morning coffee?
I don't think you do. It depends what you put in there. As long as it's calorie free and you're not putting a lot of calories in there. But caffeine might help a little bit actually with the weight loss, but these fasting diets work. We talked about it a week or two ago, a report in the New England Journal of Medicine about how effective these fasting diets are. I would talk to your doctor about it so you can tailor it specifically to you. But this is one way to effectively lose weight. Often a couple of days a week you eat very low calorie, and the other days of the week you're eating pretty much the way you like to eat.
Yeah. All right, this may be too complicated. Let me throw this out because it has to do with the conversation we're having about cannabis and inflammation of the brain and that sort of thing. Does brain inflammation lead to mental illness or vice versa?
I think in terms of mental illness, there's a huge impact of inflammation, and I think there's just a report this week about how diet clearly affects mental health, anxiety, depression. And I think diet has a huge impact on inflammation throughout the body. So I could see there's a huge relationship both between inflammation and circulation and mental health.
Yeah. See, that, I think that's very, we put all these things into certain categories and we don't mix them together. But I think, it makes nothing but sense. All the conversations we've had about the circulation, what goes on in your brain, what you need to feed your brain. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.